Next up, we've got the Panna Cotta Army with Amy. Amy, you hid your weaknesses away.
Amy, and I was too wrapped up to tell.
And this song fits into a very specific context for me. So it's got this driving opening bass riff and these sort of sliding triadic Telecaster guitar grooves, which, you know, gives you a very distinct Stax Records vibe from like 1960s soul recordings. And I feel like this is just a pitch perfect sort of pastiche of that sound. From like the sweet backing vocals to the Hammond organ and just a touch of Nick Lowe on the vocals. This is really impressive. In order to emulate this kind of sound, you need a lot of attention to detail. And like, people might criticize Greta Van Fleet for sounding like Zeppelin or the Lemon Twigs for their obvious Todd Rundgren and Big Star and Beach Boys influences. And you might take a shot at the Panna Cotta Army for, you know, mixing Sam and Dave with Nick Lowe. But this might be based on the misguided notion that this kind of pastiche is somehow easy or requires little creativity or inspiration. To people who think that, I would invite them to try it themselves and then get back to me. You know, and I feel like I had better complain about something for the song. Like, I really love the economy of the words in this song. Like, it tells the story it wants to tell in not a ton of words, which is great. And then, you know, I might complain a little bit. Like, I would like to know maybe the exact nature of their crossed wires or if that were better articulated, but that's really a minor complaint. I like this song a lot.
Yeah, there were comments in, like, in my notes and also in the listening party about how this really was evocative of Nick Lowe, who maybe, not to put too fine a point on it, maybe we know about Nick Lowe and maybe Bafo Yux Dudes and maybe Spud, and that might be it. He's of a different sort of a era.
Yeah, you gotta be old to know about like, yeah. Nick Lowe.
Exactly, yeah.
It helps to be British, too, I think.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, or what do they call it? An Anglophile, so... but this song, really good production. It sounds good and clean and professional. And that is not a backhanded compliment. It's just a compliment. The performances are good and everything is mixed well. And the vocals sound good. And you already know that I like the tempo. You know, it's a good, strong entry. Mentioned already, it sounds like Nick Lowe, which is, again, not a backhanded compliment. It's just a compliment. Yet somehow it's not in my top three. I think maybe it's just not catchy enough somehow. Maybe something having to do with the pauses between the vocal sections. And I might just be making this up. I know it's all just sort of, you know, how you kind of feel about it, the kind of reaction that you have to it, which is a guttural sort of a deal. But yeah, those pauses between vocal sections, it goes like, Amy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There were signs that I misread. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Amy. You know, that's a lot of empty space.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, heck, even those numbers, having those numbers in there would be better than just having all that empty space, I think. So in
that
my
may have
remix,
had to do with the economy of the words. You have to write a lot of words if there is blank yeah. space.
That's right. He gets charged per word. Is that yeah? So no, I don't know. But yeah. So yeah. It's fine, but not my fave.